And joining us now from Cook County Public Health and Human Services are Allison McIntyre. She's an eligibility specialist with the Income Maintenance Department, and case aide Sarah Hadley. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Hey, and to start, I don't know which one of you wants to address this, but what is Cook County Public Health and Human Services?
Cook County Public Health and Human Services is an agency that serves all of Cook County. We offer many services from income maintenance, which we're going to talk a little bit about today, and the SNAP program. And we also offer children and family services as well, and public health.
And you're located at the courthouse building?
Yes.
Okay, and is this an office that people can walk in and if they have a question?
Certainly. Okay. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4.
All right. Well, today's topic is hunger, and how prevalent is hunger here in Cook County?
Well, the reason we're talking about this is because September is National Hunger Action Month. And a recent report from Feeding America, which is a local nonprofit network of food banks, and that includes our local food shelf, found that 1 in 7 people worry about where their next meal is coming from. About 10% of families in Cook County have used our local food shelf, and 7% receive SNAP, which is a food assistance program. Hunger can affect anyone. It doesn't matter how old you are, your income or your health, and we have several resources in Cook County to help. And food security was also identified by a group of citizens as one of the top 3 health issues in Cook County. Another problem is 1 in 4 Minnesotans work in a low-paying job, and the rising cost of groceries, housing, fuel, and everyday expenses leave people with hard decisions. Do I pay my heating bill? Do I pay my rent? Or do I buy food for my family? And 79% of Minnesotans report buying inexpensive, healthy foods because it's all they can afford. And 32% of households utilizing food shelves report that at least one person is working at home. But unfortunately, the average wage is $8.39 an hour, which doesn't allow the family to cover basic needs of food, shelter, and clothing. And the growing population of elderly, they simply can't just go out and get a job and go back to work. Many seniors have worked hard their whole lives, and they find that Social Security doesn't cover the costs of prescription medications, health care, and their basic needs.
Well, you've thrown out a lot of interesting statistics there as far as 10% of the population of the county has used the food shelf, 7% has taken advantage of the SNAP program. What's one of the top 3 health concerns? So I'm curious, how do we compare with the rest of the country?
Well, statewide, the number of eligible people for the SNAP program has nearly doubled since 2007, and we've seen similar trends here in Cook County. In July of 2006, there were just 78 people receiving SNAP, but as of last month, that number was 297.
You mentioned some of the reasons or what contributes to people going hungry. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I think a lot of it is just people just don't have the money nowadays with the economy the way it is, and people losing jobs, illnesses. People have to make hard decisions, you know, like with the propane price last year. I mean, a lot of people are like, how do I live? How do I heat my home and buy food? And we just want people to know that there is help available.
Well, what resources are available to help individuals, families, kids?
Certainly, yes. SNAP is a Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and that's administered through Public Health and Human Services here in Grand Marais. You can apply in the office at any time that we're open. We can also mail applications to you, or you can apply online at applymn.dhs.mn.gov. We do screen applications once received, and if you qualify for what we call expedited services, if you need help right away, you will be offered a same-day appointment, and benefits will be issued within 5 days.
So there's immediately help if the need is very, very great. Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, we're visiting with Sarah Hadley and Allison McIntyre of the Cook County Public Health and Human Services, looking at the issue of hunger. If there's listeners out there that want to do something, is there something as an individual we can do to help reduce hunger here in Cook County?
Certainly. You can donate food, money, and time. The food shelf is always accepting donations of help, volunteering, or donating goods or money. Just be aware of your friends and neighbors in need, especially the young and elderly. We have the Empty Bowls Dinner and Silent Auction, which is in the fall. That event raises money for the local food shelf. And last year, they gave $500 in grocery gift cards to Public Health and Human Services. So that's a really great event.
Great. Well, more information about assistance programs is available at 387-3608. Is there anything else you'd like to add, either Sarah, Allison?
There are a lot of other agencies, nonprofit, community agencies, and faith-based organizations that offer help. There's the Food Shelf in town here and in Grand Portage. There's the Grand Portage Food Distribution Program. There's the Elderly Nutrition Program that's through the Food Shelf and in Grand Portage. WIC, which is through the clinic. And the Senior Center also offers lunches and home-delivered meals.
Very good. Well, thank you so very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And again, phone number, if you'd like to talk with either Sarah or Allison or anyone in their department, 387-3608.